This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you guys for bringing us a first-class sports show to the city.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the new Big City Wings on Kingsland and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. Welcome in. Make your way on out here. Again, if you are in the building, make sure you sign your name and put it in our raffle box so you have a chance to win a prize like our first winner did earlier today. We've got plenty of prizes. Yeah, my man, you got up. Go ahead. Put your name in. We've got Houston Cougars. I almost did it. Houston Cougar tickets as they face the Baylor Bears coming up. We have a bunch of those that we're going to hook somebody up with. We've got another Big City Wings $25 gift card. We've got $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. And then you can take home a really strong cooler from Bud Light. I mean, this is a real one right here. It's durable. It's got the bottle opener on the side. That's it. You got a chance to win.
Yeah, all y'all out there using your teeth. Yeah, right here, you ain't got to do it, man. You ain't got to tear your teeth. Man. Yeah, take the bottle.
Long as they ain't little.
Or your ring or your cabinet, countertop, that's whatever. Right. Just quit tearing stuff up is the point. You got a little bottle opener.
Well, yeah. Little teeth people can't do that.
Now, y'all, hey, look, y'all got to
no
get
chance.
Off. Hey, for the record, everybody that listening, if you got little teeth, I ain't got no problem with you. No problem.
I just don't trust you.
Well, then you got a problem.
It's adults like, I mean, with little teeth, though, right? I mean, like no, kids, adult, little
yeah,
teeth adult, are
yeah,
fine.
Kids, your teeth ain't little.
I mean,
you kid.
I mean, trust it ranks just below respect for me. I mean, hell, it's like I don't even care if you like me. I mean, I like respect and trust are up.
Like
there.
The difference is like the trust is they can't control it. Yes, they got little teeth, but they still not like Sam. Good sized teeth. Right here, runs a joint. Good, look at them, good sized teeth. That's a trustworthy teeth. Sam run into some people with some small teeth. It's a damn shame. Speaking of somebody else who don't have small teeth, good trustworthy teeth, Bobby Slowick. What are we going to be saying about Bobby Slowick after this game? He is it, because to me that's one of the big talking points every single week. It seems like down the last I'd say the month is Bobby Slowick. Bobby Slowick. Bobby
Rightfully
Slowick.
So. Bobby Slowick, so.
And this was Bobby Slowick kind of giving thoughts to how things went and how it looked in terms of their production against the Dallas Cowboys, both running the football and throwing the football.
I hope for whatever wins, you know. We always, like, we look at balance really as keeping the defense off balance. There's times that that winds up being fairly close run-pass splits. There's times that winds up being a lot of passes. We've gone into games. I think we've had a few games this year. We ran the ball less than, like, 15 times, you know, if that's our mindset going into it. So that really is for us, our mindset every game. And then beyond that, it's really a function of how do we stay on schedule. We've talked about it a lot. Like, we've had more third and longs than anyone else in the NFL. When we start going backwards in the NFL, life gets really hard. And when we stay on schedule, when we're ahead of the sticks, we play good football. And we were able to do that last week.
So they were balanced, as he talked about there. Joe Mixon was rolling. We saw the passing game look as well as it had looked in recent weeks. For you, Clint, I'm a little nervous because I don't think you're going to like what's going to come out of this game. I think we're going to see more down the field stuff than you or big drop back or long drop backs than you want. More down the field than quick game stuff, because you could see it, Clint. The return of Nico Collins, to me, also showed the return of aggressiveness. I think he saw that. And maybe he will take into account their playing against this front, as he acknowledged the toughest front they played. We'll see. But I get the feel, Clint, that they may not have the game plan that you're hoping they would have. I think we'll see more. Because, right, you would say, I bet you would think you saw a little bit more deep drop backs, play action down the field, putting your quarterback in jeopardy of getting hit than you liked against Dallas. I think that a lot of that has to do with the return of Nico. And I feel like with the return of Nico, there's a thought that we could run our offense. We could run our regular offense. So
No, I mean, against Dallas, I think there were two series where one of them early on, they just kind of vacated the run, which I thought was silly. And then the up three scores and holding the ball and putting your quarterback at risk, I thought was iffy late. But overall, I thought the quarterback and the OC did a similar job to Detroit. To your point, I think it would be a shame if we see that out of the gate. Now, if the game dictates it, you know, if they try to run it, if they throw the screens, they defend the screens, if they're covering down and not letting CJ get the football out quick, if CJ's not processing, hey, man, the shot's not there, let me just go ahead and get this check down out, then, you know, then the game dictates that you do some different things. I don't have a problem with that. But if the first quarter consists of a bunch of holding the football, that's going to be a crying-ass shame.
And I do. I wonder, as I said, what are we going to be saying about Bobby? Does he continue with kind of the game plan you've been talking about and what you saw against Detroit? I think we see more Nico in this game, because I think he was definitely on a count. I think we see more Nico in this game, which to me, I believe we see more play action. We see more holding.
I disagree. As I've talked about the last couple of weeks, it seems like Nico coming. Like, when Nico's in the game, they're throwing more screens like they started last week with. And now you've got the option to throw it down the field. You can do some different things, sure. But I think Nico actually impacts the game in a way, and impacts the offensive coordinator and the play caller in a way that what I've been asking for. Hopefully, it doesn't turn into more shots down the field and him holding the football. Hopefully it doesn't. I mean, it still has to be, even with Nico, it has to be, we're going to take what they give us. We're going to bait them down. And when they get their eyes where their eyes aren't supposed to be, or they press, then we're going to get Nico over the top. And we'll take a little bit more risk holding the football at that point. But if you're just doing it because you want to do it, if Bobby Slowick comes to us and says what he said a couple of segments ago, if he says, oh, this is the best defensive front that we faced, in particular the best down five rushers that they can rotate through there, and then goes out there and calls a bunch of plays with his quarterback, again, calls those plays and his quarterback chooses to hold the football, yeah, that would be a backslide and a real problem.
Do you think that this is now a change to how this offense is going to run, as you said, kind of the more quick stuff that they have done a little bit more the last 2 weeks? Or do you think this was just they were kind of forced into it because of the personnel they had, the change on the offensive line,
not having Nico as much, do you think they're in their mind they're like, all right, this is our offense now. This is what we have to do now. Well, I'm not 100% sure that that's the thought.
Well, that's my concern about the team and about the Titans. Yeah. It has nothing to do with the Titans. It has everything to do with is Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud willing to slide back into the way they were doing things the first 9 weeks when they were the most when they were in third and long more than any other team in the NFL, when their quarterback was pressured more than anybody. I mean, there's so many blinking red lights, neon lights that say keep doing what you're doing. Look at every good offense, and I'm not talking about just the explosive offenses around the league. I'm talking about offenses that consistently win. Look how their quarterback plays. Look how their quarterback plays. It don't matter if you look at Pat Mahomes. It doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter across the board. Look at these quarterbacks and every single one of them. Every single one of them, whether it's Mahomes or it's Lamar or it's just Josh Allen playing the way he's playing now versus the way he was playing, which, by the way, was very much on the track that CJ and Bobby Slowick were on. It's what winning teams do. It's what winning offenses do. Is they take calculated risks. And whether that risk is how long your quarterback holds the football or how far the ball travels in the air, it's a calculated risk either way. You don't just go out there and roll the dice and say, let's go. Hey, you want to throw that old 18-yard dig route right here? You want to see if we can get that in there?
You want to
run that clear out with the crossover where it takes an extra 2 seconds for your receiver to get over there, even if it's Tank Dell. Hell with it, man. Let's run it. Let's see if we can block Simmons and them boys, and hell, let's run it. Like, if that's what they're going to do, man, it's going to be a hard show. It's going to be a hard reaction Monday.
So what are you, in your mind, how do you think we're going to be talking about Bobby Slowick? After Monday?
I got faith in D'Amico, Bobby, and CJ. That we've seen enough now. They got away from all the silly stuff for 9 weeks. They've got two games – a film where their quarterback was upright, their O-line is getting praised because of how good they play. They scored 40 points in the last two games in the first half. There's no reason to get away from what you do. And that's a game like the Cowboys where you were running it really well, or a game against Detroit where you couldn't make any hay in the run game. 23 points in the first half. Now, you got all the turnovers and everything, but there's no reason for them to get away from that. No football reason, no good football offensive football mind, or D'Amico, who's a defensive mind, looks and goes, yeah, let's go back to what we were doing just because Nico's back on the field. No, ain't no chance. Ain't no chance.
They were. I will say they appeared to be, especially from the Detroit game, they appeared to be a bit more aggressive in that game. Now, maybe the Cowboys dictated it, but when Nico returned, it did seem like, yes, there were the screens, but it did seem like we saw more holding it. We saw more play action, like the deep route that he hit Tank to cross.
Yep.
Some of the routes they hit Nico to get down the field. It did seem like they were more aggressive than they were against the Lions as a whole. And to me, the thing that changed was Nico. And he didn't play as much. I think he'll be on less of a pitch count, which I could see them being a bit more aggressive, but we'll see. We'll see if that works. I hope we are talking about Bobby in a positive light, like we were.
Oh,
for
I
the
trust
most
it,
part,
man.
Right? You trust.
I trust it, man.
By the way,
I'm on it. I just the football head in me will not allow me. I mean, I can't see, Ron. I mean, I can't see if you said, Clint, give me one reason why they would go back. I can't think of one reason to justify why they would adjust what they've been doing. It has come out heavy screen game, especially with a better pass rush, heavy screen game, heavy quick game. Commit to the run and see what you can get accomplished, and then adjust from there.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, I think with Nico, they'll definitely throw more screens. But I think also with Nico, they're gonna try to push that sucker down the field some. All right, you just start talking about some of the quarterbacks. I have a genuine question. I don't know, and I'm talking on the field. I'm not talking about off it. I don't know what Jameis Winston is. Like, and I'm talking his play on the field. Because when I look at him, I'm like, is he a guy that is a starting quarterback in this league, or is he a backup? Like, in my mind, I look, and there are times I look, and I'm like, that's that could be Geno or Sam Darnold. And then there are other times I look and I'm thinking, that's Gardner Minshew. Like that's like that's he's in that lane to where, hey, the more he plays, the more he gets exposed. Right? If he's in short spurts, it looks better. But like, you know, he's beaten the Ravens. He's now you saw moments yesterday against the Steelers in the snow, what he can do.
He
can
really make good yesterday.
He can rip it, except for that horrible interception he threw. But
he's still that guy.
But you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't, like, we've seen rebirths and we've seen the Genos and we've seen the Sam Darnolds and what he is doing. But then we see, like they tried to rebirth Gardner Minshew on a couple of occasions, and he's a backup. I can't get a feel of what Jameis is, because he's got so many qualities that could go either way. As you said, he's still going to be the guy that turn it over. But then, for some reason, no matter what his personality is, his teammates will run through a wall for him and with him for some reason. They'll do snow angels with him after the game, probably face first if he requested it. But then he has the other stuff where it's just like, if you gotta have 17 starts out of him, like, is he gonna give you what Geno gives you? Is he gonna I don't have a feel of what he is.
I think guys like him. I don't think they follow him. I think guys like I think in a situation like Cleveland where it's just a breath of fresh air, like, give me something other than what the hell Deshaun Watson is. I think the city loves it. I think the team loves it. I just don't, like, I don't think that stick he has plays full time as a starter. I don't think it plays, man. You got to address things a little bit differently when you're a contender, which I think is what all teams are aiming to do. Like, this is a really good look. There's a lot of money to be made with 2-3 and 3-2 teams, 3-win teams around the country that need a guy like Jacoby Brissett bouncing around playing for every team that's in the middle of a rebuild.
Yeah, it's another one.
And
yeah,
you bring a lot of joy and boy, like that. I think that's possible. I don't think the starting. Now, to be fair, I think he's a lot more talented than those guys that typically are journeymen that play for 2 and 3 win teams like, that rebuild.
Now listen, he has gotten better from the 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. Like, he's gotten better in terms of turning the football over. He's more careful in his time with the Saints, with Sean Payton and crew, and then obviously with the Browns. I look at him and I can't tell, like, is this a guy that the Browns could roll with next year?
What they should do right now.
But is he a starter, Clint? Though, or is he
for a team that's got $70 million a year wrapped up in Deshaun Watson in salary cap hell because of that deal? Hell yeah, he is. He can take you to the playoffs.
Yeah, someone just texted in, Ron, in your opinion, is Deshaun Watson a starting quarterback? If Watson is, then definitely Winston is. No, I don't think Deshaun Watson's a starting quarterback.
Right now, he is not. And I don't know that he ever will be again.
Yeah, I think clearly we see Jameis is a better quarterback than he is.
If I were the Browns right now, I would work out a skinny deal for the next 2 or 3 years with Jameis Winston. I'm going to commit to you wholeheartedly as my starter. I can't pay you know, $30 million a year.
Yeah.
But I'm going to commit wholeheartedly to you as a starter. The city's yours. The team's yours. And see what we can do.
Yeah, I'm watching my thing. I said, man, he like, there are moments where I'm like, he may trick you. Like this dude could this dude do what Geno's doing in Seattle? And then he throws that pick where he airmails somebody for about 10 yards, and I'm like, hold on, never mind with that. All right, coming up, we got to get to this, and we got to get time to really dig into this, because Tyler apparently had him another one of those late night moments, and I can't wait to get to the bottom of this, because I've got so many questions off of the information that I have. We'll figure this out coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Damn, Tyler.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the new Big City Wings on Kingsland and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in. Congratulations to our latest winner. Daphne wins a pair of tickets to see U of H take on Baylor. I went ahead and just took out that potential speed bump and just went U of H.
There you go.
And she'll take that in. But more prizes
go to Cougs!
Win today. There it is. More prizes to win today. Still gift cards from Academy Sports and Outdoors, Big City Wings. You can pay for your meal here. More tickets and a really, really nice cooler from Bud Light. All you got to do is sign your name and put it in our raffle box. And I know this is a Football Friday, but we got to get to the bottom of this. And we haven't heard this in a while, Clint.
Tyler in a bad spot.
Well, then I don't know if he was in a bad spot, but we haven't heard in a long time that Tyler goes late night DoorDash, and it's been a minute. And we tend to know in the history of this show that Tyler has gone DoorDash and has had orders that would resemble from McDonald's a 20-piece nugget, chicken sandwich, fries. This is all at once. Many times they have ended up on his body and on his clothing, on his couch when he woke up. So these are
happened
things
once,
that
okay.
It happened, right? We're just talking about the history of things.
You're right.
Late night DoorDash, right?
You're
so
right.
We've seen this. He tends to get aggressive on the orders with his eyes, and it never finishes it. But last night, what happened with DoorDash? Because this took a bit of a turn, huh?
Yeah, and it. You know, I could have let it ruin my evening. I could have gotten real cranky, real not pleased with the situation, but I didn't have that happen. Instead, I had like some good feels. I felt like I was connected to some neighbor I have somewhere up there on the north side where I'm at. I feel like I connected with some dude named Trent somehow, and that felt good. So, you know, I got the wrong order. I got Trent's order delivered to my house.
You got Trent's order. Now, hold on. I got a couple of questions.
Yeah.
What time did this come about?
I placed the DoorDash order. I know it was after midnight.
We all know it was after midnight, too. We're just
probably about 12:30.
Yeah, so it arrived around 1.
Got Trent's order around 1. Finally got my order around 1:30-ish.
Oh, so you got Trent and your order. Did you have to give Trent's order back, or you just kept all that damn Taco Bell?
Yeah, that was the other cool part. I got to try some new food from Taco Bell I'd never had, because Trent's order was not at all what I wanted.
So that's not your order. So you and Trent's order never overlap in this thing?
No. And, I mean, what are the chances
by the way, those scoring at home, we're looking at Tyler getting to bed around 2:30 or 3 o'clock. At this point.
Yeah, that's about right. I was binge watching a show a bit.
Sure.
But, what are the chances that, like, someone in the very near vicinity of where I live on that late on a Thursday night, they also had a hankering for some Taco Bell? It's like me and Trent were Taco Bell bros.
What was, because this sounds like $34. What was your order?
My order that I got later on?
Yes,
it's one of my go-tos from the old Bell, from Taco Bell. So I go beefy five-layer burrito, first of all. That's my heavy piece. Then I get two soft taco supremes.
By the way, I just want to let you know you're being judged here at Big City Wings by your order right now.
That's
A few people looked at you like, beefy five?
I mean, I'm one item in, people. Why don't you just take a
beefy
effing chill pill for a second on a Football Friday, all right? Go ahead.
This is costly with the DoorDash, by the way. Go ahead.
So I get the beefy five-layer, two soft taco supremes. Of course, got to have an order of cinnamon twists. That's my sweet tooth right there.
This one, I want to know from the people on the text line and YouTube and Twitch, do you agree with Tyler with the, of course, you have to have an order of cinnamon twists?
It's a great fast food item right there,
that
man.
That you have to. My man right here has got a thumb down. Right here in front, because you made it seem like
your ass down,
you cannot order from Taco Bell without getting the cinnamon twist. All right, go ahead.
And last item here, I always throw in a little them chips and cheese. You know, I'm a sucker for hot cheese with some tortilla chips.
Now, what was Trent's order? Because I want to know, did anything overlap?
So it didn't. Trent only had two items. He had some sort of like grilled chicken something type of burrito that I'd definitely never had. It wasn't bad. I had a few bites of it. And he got, I'd never had these. I wasn't opposed to it. They were really good, actually. Trent also got those Taco Bell fries that come with, like, the hot cheese. It's like nacho fries.
How much did you eat last night? Because I feel like you at least ate half of both of those things.
Well, friend, I was under the influence and it wasn't alcohol.
Okay. So I feel like you ate both of those items right there.
I was under the influence and it wasn't alcohol.
I was a bit hungry.
So you ate all of it. I know you ate all those cinnamon twists.
Stand a chance. No.
Those were gone. Did you hear him state the dessert before he still had a portion of the meal?
Almost forgot
first?
About them chips and cheese.
Desserts last.
I work them throughout the meal. I have, cinnamon twist here, cinnamon
Tyler,
twist there.
That is a move that I would make in terms of, I guess I'm going to go ahead and eat this other meal, too, that somebody messed up and forgot here. Let me go ahead and
try it. I had to try it. I didn't want to be wasteful. Like, there's hungry people out there,
And by the way, I believe I'm right on this. Taco Bell is the least healthiest fast food restaurant. That is in all of America right now. So I mean, Tyler,
why do I feel like Clint's disgusted right
now?
He's been very quiet.
He's been writing.
Screams he's disgusted.
No, well, I mean,
I'm
y'all
not
over
disgusted.
Here discussing items of what you ordered, and I'm like, bro, it's 2:00 in the morning. Go to bed.
I did.
It's 2:00 in the morning. What are we doing?
Clearly, he was in a different space. He said he was under the influence.
When was the last time you were in a spot where you were door dashing something at 1:30 in the morning to the crib?
Well, I'm going to get in the car and find it because I'm not going to spend that extra money.
When was the last time you did?
I mean, it's been a while.
I was binge watching the Penguin, man.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still stuck on that.
It's been a while. Yeah, I don't sit there. See, yeah, that's a difference between me and you. Like, you're sitting at the crib, chilling. Like when I go and do that, it's me coming home from somewhere. You sitting at the crib chilling and saying, you know what tastes good.
Got a little hungry.
Sound good. Let me get this Taco Bell, man.
I'd already gone through my bag of beef jerky. I had to do something.
Hey, I just know you got some bread and some turkey at that house.
What time did you get vertical this morning?
Vertical, this afternoon? 9:30.
Oh, come on, Tyler. You ain't got a line to kick it. Come on, man.
I ain't lying. 9:30.
This feels like a 10:30.
I was in Baytown by 10:30.
Oh, my God. As our engineer, Aaron, who is misidentified as Tyler a lot, it lets us know, I thought I was fat, Tyler.
Hey, man.
Wow, man.
That green will make the eyes big, you know?
Yeah,
Tyler, I just want you to tell me, what is the percentage of all that food you ate? Because in my mind, I'm
93.
Damn, I was going to say 75.
Yeah, it's going to be part of our... Sleep is going to have to be part of our intervention.
I got plenty of sleep, dude. I got like 6 hours sleep. That's about what I require.
Put the monsters down and get more sleep.
I get the perfect amount of sleep. I'll sleep when I'm dead, man.
Yeah, well, that ladder is going to come sooner rather than later if you ain't careful.
At some point, yep.
Text line coming through. How come Tyler didn't get a Baja Blast? Also,
good call.
Don't go in the bathroom after Tyler today. You ain't lying about that.
Oh, ain't no doubt.
That sounds like
it's already been taken care of, and it was.
I bet he's murdering that studio.
I'm
right
about
now.
To tell you right violent. Now. I don't think Tyler. It's done. Don't tell me it's already taken care of. I think there are still some left. Yeah, Tyler, boy, there's got to be something in that refrigerator that you could have gone to besides going.
It's a great
to Taco
evening.
Bell.
No, and I just want to go to bed.
But I'm just saying, if you go
wake up and go get breakfast.
But I'm just saying there were a lot of things that could have happened before Taco Bell. I do also.
We
don't have time, but I would like to know how he settled on Taco Bell and which was the other one that he was thinking about going with. Because I know he had to make a decision. What was the other restaurant that he was thinking about going to?
Cane's.
They don't do it that late. Cane's, do they? I don't think they do.
Oh, yeah, maybe not. Good point.
I'm about to say, they ain't doing it that late. All right, coming up, it is a football Friday. But let's go to college. This is a big, big, big day in college football tomorrow. Some potential top teams on upset alert and a huge, huge game in the Big Ten. We'll discuss.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Guess that coming up next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the new Big City Wings on Kingsland and Katy. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There are people who were rolling with you, Tyler, on the Cinnamon Twist.
Oh, yeah.
It's had to have been 20-plus years since I've had that.
Yeah, nostalgia is a part of it.
I can't remember the last time. Like, to imagine the place Tyler was in, Clint, to be looking over that menu and say, oh, God, the Cinnamon Twist, can't go past them.
Oh, every order. I literally do not DoorDash Taco Bell without some of them delicious Cinnamon Twists.
There you go. All right.
Clint still disgusted.
I just the guy, I can't tell if Clint's serious or just funny disgusted.
About what?
I can't either. About I can't Tyler. Tell if you're actually like, Tyler's oh my God, night. This guy.
Go to bed. Just go to bed.
Well, I'm worried about Tyler. Like, at some point, we got to turn the corner and go to bed at a decent hour and get up and be productive and not be door dashing at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm not productive every damn day.
Well, don't take it personal. It's not about whether you are
or
not.
I will if you attack my character and my productivity.
You are less productive than you could be if you are eating Taco Bell at 2:30 in the morning and waking up at 9:30.
This man's talking out his ass.
Yes, 100%. Trust me, I've been that guy.
At some point, we got to turn the corner.
I'm worried,
being safe, watching a little TV show, eat a little Taco Bell, and this guy.
I didn't say you were out.
The adjustment
put people in danger.
The adjustment I think's got to be made is I think you got to start getting stuff in that fridge that you could.
No, that go you to bed. Absolutely not.
Sure, that's I'll never one go to option. Bed. There's one option, but he's not going to do it. He's not ready for that. So right now, get you some Daisy Dips and put it in the fridge.
I guess that's a great idea, Tyler. French onion.
Bring me some, creamy ranch.
Make you a sandwich, right? Me, I'm up a little late doing some things. What do? I put a cinnamon applesauce in the freezer. Wait till it gets halfway frozen into a slushy.
Mott's.
And then I eat it. That's what I do. I did that last night at 1:15 watching.
I'm a night owl, man. I'm not old like you and go to bed early.
How about this? Get you some bananas and peanut butter. Get you some almonds.
Sure.
Get you some pistachios.
I don't think he was in a place. I don't think he was in a place. When you talk about the
asked me, man, I was taking the high road and being quiet, man. Y'all don't get mad at me.
When you talk about the influence that he was under, I don't know if almonds and bananas would have done it, but I do think the Daisy Dips would have.
Oh my goodness!
You give me that French onion. By the way, the ranch I think is a little bit better. But you give me that French onion. Give me some ruffles.
On the ranch.
Well, both of them are hard to quit.
They really are.
Ruffles have ridges.
Yes.
Doug.
They're hard to quit.
You ever been
it's not on my menu?
You ever been desperate and run out of the ruffles and just had to turn?
You put anything.
Grab a spoon.
Absolutely.
No, you had to turn it. You had to turn into like you got queso.
Absolutely.
So what texting Ron and Clint are perfect, I guess. No, I just told you. I'm up too. No. I'm not perfect.
That's a solid defense mechanism.
There it is. Yeah, you go. There's a good one. All right, throw me that CBS music. Let's look at it another big week. Next week, huge week in college football. This week, leading up to it, feels like an upset potential week that we can go with. Tyler, let's jump in yours. What's the game? I think we all have an understanding of what it is, probably. Well, what's the game that you were really looking at this week? What's your game this week?
It's the maroon and white. You know it. Texas A&M Aggies going to Auburn. Jordan O'Hare Auburn, not very great this year, but it's an SEC matchup, and this is the week before Texas. Take care of business.
Do you feel like this is an upset alert game, Tyler?
I don't.
I don't either. I don't.
I really don't, but I just, for my fandom's sake, for my sports mentals, my mood, just go in there,
Tyler,
get your stuff taken care of, and get back to Kyle Field for Texas coming into town in College Station next week.
Tyler need a big start. Tyler need one of them 14-3 starts.
Put him away early.
To feel comfortable. You think they're an upset alert?
Absolutely. I think that the SEC is on upset alert this week. You got Auburn, A&M, which I think is my number one upset alert. You got Texas, Kentucky, the real UT.
2-point spread on the Aggies
I don't think they're on upset alert.
Kentucky went in and beat Ole Miss, who's in the top 12 already right now. It's got to be upset alert. It's in Austin. That's third on my list, but it is upset alert. The second one on my list is Ole Miss goes to Florida in the Swamp. So there are three what I would say are upset alert games in the SEC alone that could potentially have major, major implications on the college football playoffs and what I think is the biggest game in the state of Texas in years, potentially, if an 8-2 A&M matches up against a 10-1. Is it 9-1 or 10-1? UT.
Yeah.
That would be 10-1
if they win.
So yeah. I think it's those three. I think those three are the. So absolutely, to answer your question, yes, I think what Tyler said is absolutely an upset alert.
Yeah, we'll see. I think they should take care of business. If they let Patrick Thorne and a company go and mess up their season, that's a tough one. Clint, I want to go with what many people look at as the game of the day. We just had somebody on YouTube and Twitch text in about that game. Shout out to Sally. Indiana at the Horseshoe. They take on the Buckeyes. And this is a top five matchup, number two against number five. Indiana, their toughest test thus far this year was either Nebraska or Michigan. They have not played a great schedule. This is by far the toughest team that they will have played. It feels like Indiana, all they need to do is to keep this thing close to get themselves into the college football playoff. What's your thoughts about this game, Indiana, Ohio State? Indiana's a double-figure underdogs in this game, the last I saw. And this is the game of the day coming up on Fox at noon. But what's your thoughts on this game between Ohio State and Indiana?
Well, look, I think we're going to find out who Indiana is. I mean, they have not played anybody, especially if you view Michigan a little bit different this year than you typically do, which you should. You look at Washington a little bit different this year than you did last year. Both two college football playoffs, Final Fours last year. But you looked up and down Indiana's schedule, and they've done what they're supposed to do against lesser football teams. They have blown the doors off of everybody except for Michigan last week. It was a 20-15 game right there. So I think Indiana's in, even if they lose.
What if they get blown out?
I just don't know how.
An 11-1.
I mean,
team
everybody's got their warts this year. I don't know how you take an 11-1 team and say, well, the only loss you have is to who then would be number two or
number one in the country.
That's their only loss. They've blown everybody else out. I don't know how you sit there and say they're not in a 12-team playoff, but some of these other teams are that lost to lesser teams. I don't see how it happens. So, but I think we do find out who Indiana is.
I don't think they can get blown out. I don't think they can get blown out in this game, because if they lose by 20 plus, I think they'll be left out because of how their schedule is. And as you know, Clint, that name is going to
– the lack of brand. You're going to be stacked up against like Alabama, who lost. And I know Vanderbilt's having a better season than normal, obviously, but you're talking about one of the worst programs in college football for the last 25 years. I mean, that's you got beat by them. I mean, there's Alabama's not the only one. There's several teams down the stretch here that just –
Clint, I think if Vanderbilt played Indiana's schedule, they might have the same record.
I don't necessarily disagree with that. You're never going to catch me, you know, beating my chest about a Big Ten schedule. Even if you have added the Pac-12 schools that you have. I'm not going to defend the schedule. I just know what we're talking about.
You'll be shocked if a Big Ten team is 11-1 and doesn't.
What we're talking about right now with Indiana is no different than any other Big Ten team over the last 20 years. That's or however long the college football playoffs have been around. That got respect. It's the same thing. Yeah. I mean, Big Ten teams have been getting respect for beating Michigan for 20 years, whether they're worth a damn or not.
Yeah.
I mean, Big Ten schools have been getting credit for beating teams that made the college ball playoffs last year, Washington, whether they're worth a damn or not. The buck shouldn't stop with Indiana. The fact of the matter is they've blown the doors off of everybody that they played with the exception of Michigan last week. And I just think win, lose, or draw against Ohio State, they're in.
Ohio State's 11-point favorite in that game. A&M is a 2-point favorite in that game. And my game is Colorado, who right now with the BYU loss has a chance to get themselves in the Big 12 title game and have a chance to get into the college football playoff. They got to go to Kansas. Kansas is a team that is many people will look at, think they're much better than what their record is. And the last 2 weeks, they have beaten a decently highly ranked Iowa State team. They just beat BYU, who was the number 6 team in the country, on the road. They just won those last 2 games. Colorado's only a 2.5-point favorite. That is a big game right there because Colorado could knock themselves out of the college football playoff race if they lose this game. And then Kansas needs this game to stay bowl eligible. So it's a very, very talented Kansas team that has – a poor record, and this will be an interesting game because there is pressure on Deion and company to go ahead and keep winning.
Yeah, that's upset alert. Notre Dame Army is an upset alert potentially right there.
That's a good one too.
My upset alert that I mentioned earlier is Florida Ole Miss. DJ Lagway from right around this part, he is the real deal. And
they're a different team when he plays.
He much different team, and Ole Miss on the road in the swamp. You know, Ole Miss, they've slipped up, tripped up a couple times this year. Does it happen again in the swamp with Florida? We'll see.
What you got coming up?
Bobby Slowick, Texans offensive coordinator. He spoke, y'all. Is Nico Collins on a pitch count this week like he was last week? How is the new center for the Texans, Jarrett Patterson, working out? Plus, Bobby speaks on the biggest challenge for the Texans as the Titans come to town. We'll update you via the offensive coordinator next right here on Sports Radio 610.